This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for joining this podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. One of the more accurate things that some of the scholars and those that deal with the social sciences tell us is that relationships are dynamic. And all that simply means is that relationships are constantly changing. It has been said that men will marry women hoping that they never change, and then women will marry men hoping that they will change. As we think about that kind of a comment, really what it goes back to is the idea that relationships are dynamic. It is, shall we say, almost foolish to concede that a young couple getting married in their early to mid-20s or even their late 20s or early 30s is going to have the same kind of relationship the first 2 or 3 years of marriage, 25, 30, 40, even 50 years down the road. The aging process and too many things about the relationship will change over time. The presence of children, the different jobs that they'll hold, different things that will happen that will constantly change the relationship. That's very interesting when God decided to talk about family. You'll remember that in Genesis chapter 1, God told the first couple, Adam and Eve, to be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves on the earth. That's Genesis 1 at verse 28. In Psalm 127 at verse 4 and 5 says, like arrows in the hand of the warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is a man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies at the gate. And then, of course, Hebrews 13:4, the writer of Hebrews says, marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. This home, as God would have it, both marriage and the coming of children, is the plan of God. Yet, as things change, as the family grows and develops, this dynamic aspect of relationships constantly comes up. It's interesting that parents are instructed to train up their children in the way that they go. Fathers are instructed to not provoke their children to wrath. But then Peter talks about aging parents and those widows who are widows indeed, who have lost their husbands but still have children and grandchildren, are first to go to their children and grandchildren to find the support, financially and otherwise, that they need in the world. And then perhaps they can use the church treasury or consult the church about finding the financial support they need. The parents who once took care of their children will oftentimes age to a point where the children then have to take care of parents. But we can see this dynamic nature of relationships in a more subtle way when we look at past photographs and so forth. Of course, as kids grow up, we see the past pictures and things and notice the changes that have taken place, the maturity level that has increased, and that relationship with our children constantly changes based upon the maturity and the nature of the child. Relationships with our spouse will constantly change with time and with maturity. So friends, it's not just that relationships are dynamic. That's absolutely true. What we need to understand is we not only accept that, we must embrace that. We must embrace the idea that relationships will constantly change over time. And in doing so, we're embracing the plan of God, the life cycle that God has put in place that will help us. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.